Dial Daily Bread, Book 1. Chapter 6. What does it mean for the Bride of Christ to make herself ready? What does it mean for the Bride of Christ, the Lamb's wife, to make herself ready? In trying to respond, I would walk humbly with my God. Revelation was not written except with tears, and can be understood only by those who have accepted the yoke of Christ and are gentle and lowly in heart. There is, and there has been, no woman on earth who could qualify to be the Bride of Christ, the Son of God. She is the church who is subject to Christ, not resisting Him, not crucifying Him again. The only church mentioned in Revelation that could be a candidate seems to be the seventh of history, the last, Laodicea. Reverent-minded scholars through the centuries have seen in verse 20 that the faithful and true witness identifies her with the bride-to-be of Song of Solomon 5, verses 2-8, who spurned her only true lover. The knocking at the door is a direct quote from the Septuagint version that Jesus and the apostles used. Obviously, before the marriage can take place, she will do what he commands, repent. The Song of Solomon represents her as seeking her lost lover, almost in vain. The making herself ready seems to suggest a repentance which she has at last chosen to receive, not reject. All true repentance is a gift from the Lord. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. For the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. It's Christ's righteousness which has now at last been imparted, not merely legally imputed. It's His righteousness lived out in His church. It glorifies Christ, its source. It's a beautiful demonstration to close the great controversy between Christ and Satan. Let's remember, we can't believe in the bridegroom unless we choose to believe also in the Lamb's wife that she will repent. They are one flesh to be.